That's what it was.
Like open you for the front of your pants, look in and go, you got enough hair in there? That kind of stuff?
Yep.
When somebody gets on board, you look at them with a big smile and say, can I push the button? Yeah. All that fun stuff to have people guaranteed to be staring at you. Staring at you as you ride the because the elevator can be so boring, especially in a big building with 30 stops you got to make. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, it takes forever.
It does. It's much more fun to look at things you can do to pass the time.
Yeah, and they're fun to do, too.
Yeah, like offer name tags to everybody that gets on the elevator.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
And yours is upside down.
Just not put one on at all.
Sell Girl Scout cookies.
Right.
Stare grinning at another passenger for a while and then announce, I've got new socks on. Give religious tracts to each passenger. Meow occasionally. Bet the other passengers you can fit a quarter in your nose. Eh. Frown and mutter, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, and then say, oops. Sing Mary Had a Little Lamb while constantly pushing buttons. Burp and then go, mmm, tasty. Leave a box between the elevator doors. Huh? Or better yet, how about this? Stand silent and motionless in the corner facing the wall without getting off. I mean, man. Grimace painfully while smacking your forehead, screaming, shut up, shut up, will you just shut up? Oh, man. Make race car noises anytime anybody gets on or off the elevator. Lean against the button panel. Play the harmonica. Shadow box. Start a sing-along. Wear a hand puppet and talk to the other passengers through it. Pull your gum out of your mouth in long strings. Yeah, I mean, it is. Make explosion noises anytime anyone pushes a button. Wear X-ray specs and stare suggestively at the other passenger.
Yeah. Oh, these are great.
If anybody brushes against you, recoil and holler, bad touch. Announce in a demonic voice, I must find a more suitable host body. Say ding at each floor. If the elevator is silent, look around and ask, is that your beeper? I think you could have a lot of fun with this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could even take a piece of chalk on board with you and draw a little square on the floor and then stand in the middle of it and announce to the other passengers that this is your personal space.
Yeah. We do that at our desk.
Do Tai Chi exercises. Blow your nose and offer to show the contents to the other passenger. Whistle It's a Small World, after all, the first 7 notes only. Stare at another passenger for a while and then announce in a loud voice, you're one of them! Well, that's the one you did, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That was funny.
Whenever the elevator descends, yell, shoots away! Show the other passengers a wound and ask if it looks infected. When at least 8 people have boarded, moan from the back, oh, damn, not now. I have motion sickness. Oh, man. Hang on a second. I'll come up with another one. How about when arriving at your floor, grunt and strain to yank the elevator doors open and then act embarrassed when they open by themselves. Lean over to another passenger and whisper, Noogie Patrol coming. Shave. on the highest floor, hold the door open and demand that it stay open until you hear the penny you dropped go plink at the bottom. Greet everyone getting on the elevator with a warm handshake and ask them to call you Admiral. One final word. Flatulence. Scratch your doodads, and then ask if anyone knows a good cure for crabs.